This is KUT. A national advocacy group for the legal marijuana industry is pledging to push even harder in Texas for a change in the pot laws. KUT's Nathan Bernier has more on efforts by the Marijuana Policy Project.
Texas broke the seal on marijuana legalization this year when lawmakers voted to make available in 2017 a non-intoxicating marijuana extract for patients with severe epilepsy. The Marijuana Policy Project's Texas director, Heather Fazio, says it's an imperfect law, but she calls it an incremental victory. And Fazio says they intend to target the growing number of Texans who, according to public opinion surveys, support legalization.
And helping to mobilize them and communicating with their legislators so that they are 100% sure that this is what their district would want them to be doing.
The Marijuana Policy Project is holding advocacy training events in Dallas, Houston, Amarillo, and Lubbock, bringing out opponents to pot prohibition, such as active duty Dallas police officer Nick Novello.
I'm a very conservative guy, but I feel compelled to speak because the social fabric will not tolerate this any longer.
But for all the talk of making pot legal, the Marijuana Policy Project and its allies could not convince enough state lawmakers this year to approve even modest reductions in penalties for marijuana possession. Retiring Democratic state lawmaker Elliot Neistat tried and failed for years to reduce penalties for medical users of pot.
Too many members who cannot afford to appear weak on crime.
Neistat points out that Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who wield tremendous power in the Capitol, have both voiced their opposition to any form of marijuana legalization. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.